Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am the ranch dressing, known as Merlin Sensei. Of course, with me is the French dressing, known as the 12-sided guy. We've got a tasty blue cheese dressing, known as Switch Riggs. Our special guest this week is an Italian dressing known as Dress Blacks. And of course, the salad that we all want to toss and cover is the Mupacabra.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back.
Moo! Welcome back. We missed you.
I missed you guys too.
I even specifically told you that we want that to be the name of last week's episode.
It was We Miss Moo, yes. I'm back. It's been crazy. I mean, you can tell by the wall behind us. This is not where we normally, you know, broadcast.
No,
from.
There is a distinct lack of sexual paraphernalia.
I mean, to be fair, the sexual paraphernalia was typically hidden. Typically.
Mostly.
Hidden. But no, we are in a temporary apartment for a little while. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we will be in a new home by Halloween. So,
end of the month, not bad.
Yeah, the red wall actually. The new wall. I don't remember what color the wall was in the master bedroom, to be perfectly honest. There's a fireplace in it, I can tell you that much.
What the fuck? Your house sounds amazing.
There's five fireplaces. There's four inside.
How you guys are affording this one?
I mean, dual family and
necromancy, black magic.
Yeah, necromancy is more
ritual sacrifice.
That one sure, but I don't see how necromancy is really a well. Okay, I guess you could earn money first by being a grave robber, then you bring the bones back to life.
No, they're just really boning. They're doing a lot of boning, and they're really good at raising families, okay?
We're trying not to get ahead of ourselves.
We're trying not to count our chickens before they've hatched. We had an offer accepted before, and we still ended up in a temporary apartment, so...
To be fair, though, your former situation is handled now. Like, there's no, well, we can't go anywhere until this
Absolutely.
Sells. Yes, so now it is sold.
So, yeah.
And it's and now it's like, we need to go somewhere because we don't have anywhere
odd
to
enough
go
thing,
to.
If you all happen to be house shopping, if you happen to find yourselves in the situation that we did, we were originally approved for FHA financing, which has some more stringent, not restrictions, requirements. It has a lot of different things that you have to adhere to. And some pretty specific rules for how much money you put down, percentages, things like that. And we were in that lucky 5% of loans that got audited, and they decided we had to sell 25%, whatever. But we fell into that. So when they audited everything, they said, what's this house? And we're like, yeah, that's the house we live in. They said, no, that's liability. Get rid of it. So we had to sell that house before we could move into the new house. And as happens with real estate markets, in the time it took for everything to kind of solidify, a lot had changed. And so, oddly enough, the house we're moving into, now that we're going with a conventional loan, and I could go on for quite some time about the differences there, but the mortgage payment is not going to be substantially more
as
than
ludicrous.
It would have been. I think we end up paying less than $100 more a month for substantially, like, three times the space, so.
I mean, you're basically moving into a mansion from the sounds of things.
Yeah.
On over an acre and a half with woods.
That's nice. That's pretty good. I mean, am I on 7 acres? 11 acres? But, like, that's, like, woods behind my house, you know what I mean? Which I'd like to do something with one day, but... I'll probably die before then.
I wish you could see it, audience. It's a pretty place.
It's
some wisteria growing over it.
I thought you were talking about my house. I'm like, 12, you have never seen
that you know of.
True.
12's just out there skulking in the bushes. 12 is secretly the rooster statue. You just don't know it.
The weirdest thing about
which
the
one?
House is it's actually registered with the local historic society.
Is your house haunted?
I fucking hope it's haunted.
Yeah, I for hope money it's that haunted. We can make on tours.
Moo, by the way, something that I'm going to go ahead and invite you in for and switch you to, since you live in same state as I do. Maddie has invited me to go along to some like IRL live casting and stuff like that, because he does that off of his phone and stuff. And he said, oh, hey, yeah, maybe we can go ghost hunting or something. I was like, do it. And you know who else might be joining us? Raven.
No way.
Yeah. I almost cannot pass that up.
You can come by and spend the night in our attic. That works.
Right.
You can sleep in the attic.
So, the one area, one of the areas that they want to check out, Moo, is, and Switch, is by where, well, not where I live, but where we all used to live. If you know the one I'm talking about, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
The one with the kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that was inadvertently kind of in Supernatural?
Yeah. Mm. The weird thing with that is it's actually very difficult to get down to that spot. We tried back when I was in high school, and they've made it strategically more difficult to get to.
What about the Haunted Cemetery?
That's also
which
in the
one?
Same town. Maple Grove.
No, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one with the broken angel statue.
The angel that cries tears of blood. Listen, my great-grandmother used to get furious about... She's buried in that cemetery, but she would get so mad because that was somebody's headstone. And she hated it because kids would come and vandalize it. And she's like, these people have no respect, blah, 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 blah. But like,
yeah.
So I know the statue. I've seen it. Like, I've seen it multiple times as a child. It's not there anymore. It hasn't been for quite some time because it was vandalized so frequently that the family put in a different headstone. But
yeah,
that's the same cemetery, I believe, that my ex had. He kept saying that, you know, he was talking to somebody. And they said, who are you talking to? And he said, it's a little girl. And they said, what little girl? He said, it's the little girl that sleeps next to, and then said the name, because it was his cousin's name. And they went out and checked, and sure enough, there was like a 3-year-old girl buried next to his cousin. And so they always thought that was interesting. But same cemetery. There's a lot of stories around that cemetery.
Yeah right? There's a lot of areas I definitely like to go to in state, and we'll just see what happens. But that is for another time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, go ahead and check out Maddie on his channel, which I believe is the Hero Zone?
Is it?
Yeah,
is
I believe so.
Maddie Moore?
We'll go ahead and double check that. Link's in the description below. He does a lot of Dungeons & Dragons, world building. He is co-owner of a local game shop, you know, brick and mortar shop and stuff like that. And when he's not doing stuff, his, I don't know what you call her exactly, but Dark Wolf, one of his subordinates, for lack of a better term. Dark Wolf does gaming. She started playing Final Fantasy X-2, I believe, the other night. But yes. So, exciting stuff this month, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. We have to do a Nerdgasm EVP sometime. I have a Faraday cage design I used for, oh god, what was that group called? Transatlantic Paranormal Society.
Oh yeah, TAPS.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, one of the with them. More famous / infamous.
You get the Faraday hunters. Cage with the sound foam at the bottom and the thing in the middle. Speaking of voices and from nowhere.
Well, if we get this place, we will have a podcasting booth set up.
Ooh.
That's news to me.
I am so
That's exciting.
Jealous. I'm so jealous.
I said that I want a Beauty and the Beast style bookcase. That's what I want. I want the bookcase with the ladder that I can across the room on. That's.
I'm sure that'd be easy enough.
So when I go flying off inevitably,
secret passage.
I need me a trap door
where I work
that leads to a marsh filled with marshmallows.
I always said if I got a big quirky house that had the room to do it, I at least want one sliding bookcase. I just need to figure out where it goes.
See, I could see you guys taking one room and quite seriously turning it into the secret room. You know,
true.
It's not, there's no real door. You have to use a door from a different room, or
yeah,
there's places in this house we haven't even seen yet. We were about to leave, and we looked, and in the billiard room. Yes, I said the billiard room.
Was there, Professor Plum with the wrench?
There was a door behind the door that you walk through. I go, what's this? And I open it up, and there's a 6x6 foot closet that we just overlooked because it was behind a door.
There were a couple of closets that had padlocks on the doors. I'm guessing guns, just because they had Trump shirts and stuff in the closet. We'll smudge the house. It'll be fine. We'll get some sage in there. We'll clear it all out. It'll be fine.
We haven't been in the attic yet either. Well, it's got a full attic.
Before you smudge it.
But the attic has... The attic has windows, right? And, like, normally you don't put a full window in a space unless you can at least, like, partially stand up in it.
And there were lights in the attic when we opened the access, and we could see it through the windows in the attic when we stood in the driveway.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We really need to walk through
this place. Yes.
Well, you know, it's going to be all hands on deck when we move, so you guys are welcome to come help us move and then take the grand.
Well, wait to have a only got 6 bedrooms. Are you going to be able to spare one for us to spend the night in?
You know what's wonderful? Okay. So the living room is so fucking big. It's literally like half the size of the old place. It's the living room is bigger than the storage unit our shit is in right now. We could literally just put everything in the living room and we wouldn't even miss the space, and like can just move it where it needs to go at our leisure.
Hmm. Well, give us some times and dates.
I was going to say November 1st-ish, potentially. Expect a YouTube video of the inside of Moo's house.
Oh, that's quite not the outside, though.
You don't get
moves.
To see that. We're not going to dox Moo.
Thank you. There's quite a bit. Like, hopefully, again, fingers crossed, we close on October 28th. That's what they're really pushing for. So we'll be in the house by Halloween. If
I was going to say, is there any way to expedite things?
That's pretty fucking expedited, to be
that
perfectly
is pretty
honest.
Expedited.
The only way to expedite it is if we come up with a little bit more than twice as much cash as we have right now and just pay it for it in full. Then we can close on like the 16th.
We might be able to do that. 12, I hear that up in Canada there's been issues with rainbow colored fentanyl.
Oh, well, that was an
American
thing.
Do not buy and sell drugs. That was a joke.
I saw that like I had to actually block one of my friends because I defriended them. It's that time of year again where people are like, watch out for the Halloween candy, it's drugs. Nobody's giving your kids drugs. Drugs are expensive.
Yeah. None of these people like
nobody's it, doing that.
Give them drugs.
Now, nobody is giving the kids drugs. However, drug dealers at times can be smart, and they are disguising them as candy in candy packages. They're not giving them to kids, but they're disguising it from the police.
Yeah, nobody's giving your 6-year-old fentanyl. Fentanyl costs money. No. Nobody's giving your 6-year-old coke. Nobody's giving your 7-year-old heroin. It's just not happening, to be perfectly honest. Shit is expensive, guys.
Hell, even razor.
Hell, I can't afford expensive. Regular food.
You don't just cram those in apples willy-nilly.
True. Yeah,
exactly. Well, see, here's where the odd case of that has happened up here, where somebody has one kids get their hands on it on occasion, just due to carelessness. Right. But as an aside, the odd occasion where it has happened up here has been the how to describe them for the show. One might say they are likely to own Trump shirts, let's say.
Okay.
Gotcha. Racists? Is racist the word you're looking for?
Yes. Well, amongst others, yes.
And they were giving perhaps children of certain skin colors not good things?
And then blaming the government, like, oh, how, you know, the liberal government for making it so easily accessible for homeless and whatnot, what do they call them, the wet clinics, which my town has entirely too many of, but
They're good service, though, so I support them. We just have a lot of them.
For some reason, the name Wet Clinic just makes me think of, like, a name on the sly for, like, a bar or a tavern. Yeah, I'm gonna head out to the Wet Clinic, you know, get me some liquid courage.
That would be Alberta. Don't at me.
I got the mental image of, like, an adult breastfeeding club or something.
Like a wet
damn,
nurse?
Sign me up.
One of those blood feeding bars. The Wet Clinic.
Switch! Do we have any games coming out this week?
Mainly just things coming onto other platforms that are worth mentioning. Let's see here. October 4th, we're actually getting Overwatch 2 Early Access.
Near now, I heard that they're taking Overwatch 1, like, off the market, like, they're not supporting it anymore. They're releasing Overwatch 2, and now they're going to be charging for it?
It's going to be free to play, and it's going to be one of those you can buy cosmetics.
Okay. Then I had heard wrong. I thought they were releasing it for, like, a static price buy-in or something like that.
That's
like, maybe
access.
$10 or something. Okay.
Yeah, that's early access stuff.
My misunderstanding.
I don't know how this is going to work, but the Nier Automata game is coming to Switch. I don't know how the Switch is going to be able to handle that game.
Is it another cloud game?
It does not say. At least not what I'm looking
for. Okay. I was going to say, usually ones that are like that come in as cloud games, and that usually doesn't work well. Move!
I just got a Twitter notification that made me a little bit sad. Trevor Noah is exiting The Daily Show after 7 years. And that makes me just a little bit sad. I really enjoy him. For good reason, right? That's what he talked about. You know, it's been one of my greatest joys, but he wants to go back to exploring. That's just as I miss learning other languages. I miss going to other countries and putting on shows. I miss just being everywhere doing everything. I really enjoy him. I think he's really brilliant. I think his comedy is really well done. I think he's just so smart. And it just makes me kind of sad that he's leaving. Not that I frequently watch The Daily Show, but I do watch a lot of, like, a lot of his clips will show up on Facebook or YouTube, and I do have a tendency to watch those. I thought of something else we have to talk about too, but sorry, you can continue video games.
They're also releasing No Man's Sky onto the Switch 2. And not that one, actually. Now that they've fixed a lot of the kinks, is worth looking at if you're interested in that game.
Doesn't that game Sorry, go ahead.
No, please, 12. You're on this game.
Doesn't that game have a co-op? Like, doesn't the multiplayer, you can see each other now?
So could we not? So it is a, I have a computer version. It is a single player experience mainly. But then, yes, there's multiplayer areas in which that you can communicate with people. You can also invite, like, 4 friends as well together to work together and come to your areas or theirs or their fleets or whatever you're doing. But, yeah, it's still primarily a single player. Unless
See, I was thinking, like, the Nerdgasm Space House.
Oh, I'd love to do that. We could do that all day. And Space Engineers, that is multiplayer all the time.
What I was going to say is, in regards to games having been fixed, apparently the Cyberpunk 2077 anime that was released on Netflix has reignited the kind of love affair with Cyberpunk 2077, the game. I heard that what's really good now is there is a mod maker out there that is trying ferociously to mod in things from the anime into the game, basically. I've not seen the anime. I've heard nothing but good things about it, and I was kind of excited about Cyberpunk 2077 when it was originally going to come out, but, you know, kind of held my mouth shut because I'm one of the idiots that bought Fallout 76, the collector's edition, when it first released, when I had a job for $250.
Ooh, you buy the collectors. Yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 has doubled their sales, and their concurrent user base, just because of the anime. And there's been a bunch of mods and a bunch of things to make the game work better. And also CD Projekt Red is also fixing all of those problems as well. Still got a lot to go, but definitely I'm glad to see the game resurge. And same thing with the anime. Heard nothing but good things. Moo, what did you have? There's no other good game now. Go.
I was kind of sad about Ned leaving the Try Guys. I don't know if anybody else saw this.
It's so all day.
It's all over, right? Like, three different people sent it to me. I brought it up to a coworker because she has all the bobbleheads. Like, I really enjoy their videos. I really enjoy Ned, honestly. I think they do a really great job, and one of the things that I loved a lot about them was the fact that they were unproblematic. If you listen to their podcasts, like, early on, they do a whole, like, joke about how they don't have beef with other celebrities because it's just not a thing that they do. And they're like, we got to start beef with somebody. So, like, they started making up ridiculous shit to try to, like, as a joke, start a feud with somebody. And it never happened because they're just unproblematic. So it was really disappointing for me to see the drama. Like, I guess not that my opinion matters in this, right? But, like, you don't get to have a consensual workplace romance. Like, if you read their statements, Ned put out a statement that just said, I lost track of what was important and I had a consensual workplace romance. I'm not going to talk about cheating. Again, no perfect marriage has that issue. Like, I understand that people cheat for a reason. I get it. I'm not here to judge on that. What I do want to talk about and what I think is important is, it's very difficult to have a consensual workplace relationship when you're the boss. When you are the boss, period, capital B, boss. Like, it's really hard for anything to be consensual when people are literally your subordinate. And that was problematic for me. And I'm wondering if it is, in fact, Alexandria, who is the one that everybody keeps pointing to. She's in the Food Babies, if you watch it. If you look at her Instagram, she's still listed as associate producer at the Try Guys. And so I'm wondering if this is them going, well, we recognize that, you know, you're his subordinate, so maybe you felt like you were pressured, maybe you felt like you were this, as to where Ned, they just said, hey, we're done with this, we're parting ways, we don't see a way forward. Obviously, I don't have all the details, and I'm kind of like, I think they've been very transparent about most things that they've gone through, and so I'm interested to see if they will sort of come forward and elaborate more on this, because they had a couple of really oddly edited videos. The last couple ones didn't make a whole lot of sense. There were a lot of, like, very, like, close-up camera angles that didn't quite make sense, or segments that appeared to be missing, or stuff that just didn't quite add up, where it seemed like somebody, and this obviously Ned, was edited out of the video. And I didn't know if any of the rest of you were following this, or, like, I guess for me, that was my biggest take, is how do you genuinely have a consensual workplace romance when you can't be sure that it's consensual?
It's definitely a fine line between consensual and just pressured. I'll just go ahead and use that word. And it... I really don't know how you would be able to tell where one starts and one begins, so to speak. You know what I mean? So I have no real input on that. But like, I agree with you that, you know, who knows what actually happened. And if there is, and the way that you explained it, at least, or what I got mm-hmm. from it too, is the potential there for a double standard, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. in the fact that you said, if it was this associate producer, you know, and they said, Ned, you're gone, but you felt pressured, right? So,
right.
Like,
and it's one of those things,
instead of just kicking both of them,
where it's speculation. So we can't really tell. Right. But,
right.
This is a company that has built their image on the backs of these four men, and Ned's big image thing was my wife. He was the married guy. That was a big part of what he did. And so that'd be like, we come into this podcast and I suddenly look at you guys and go, guys, I'll be celibate from now on. I'll be abstaining from any and all sexual activity. Yeah, I know, it's laughable. Shut up. I'll be abstaining from any and all sexual activity.
I thought really that was your previous marriage.
Shots fired. I didn't say it, friends and listeners. I was not the one that said it. But, I mean, it takes, you know, it makes a big difference. Like, he's built his image on being this faithful married man. And so how do you now reconcile this with, you know, what's clearly gone on? And I don't, like, look, it hasn't been fun going through a divorce without everybody knowing. And granted, I don't know that he's getting divorced, but, like, none of this is easy privately. To have to do it publicly, I can't even imagine. I'm still getting messages from people going, I didn't know you were divorced. And I'm like, I changed my last name on Facebook. Like, I changed it immediately to my first and middle name, which to me, if somebody first and middle names themselves on Facebook, it's indicative that they do not want to give you their last name for some reason or another. And then I've since changed it back to my maiden name. And to me, that would be a big red flag. Also, my ex-husband isn't in any photos anymore. And if you followed me on Facebook, like, if you looked at my Facebook, you know that there were a ton of pictures of me with my ex-husband and my children. You don't see those anymore, nor do I show up in his photos. But so that's been a pain in the ass that it's been almost a year now.
Yeah.
I met you on October 23rd. Like
6 weeks.
It's been almost a year, and there's still people going, oh, we didn't know. And it's just like,
That's when I bust out the New Age Outlaws. Oh, you didn't know?
No. Yeah.
Your ass better call.
As long as I get to be the D-O-double-G, I'm cool with it. All right, Merlin, that's enough.
Somebody!
Real quick note on video games, though. Netflix is opening up a game studio.
I saw that. Were you the one that posted that,
12? Yes. There's not a lot that we know of that yet, but just Netflix and Game Studio. That'll be interesting.
I mean, they seem to have some good ins, so it kind of makes sense. I mean, they've worked with the people that do League of Legends. Now they've worked with CD Projekt Red and Cyberpunk 2077, The Witcher series and stuff like that, you know, to create, you know, faithful recreations effectively. I don't know.
I have another thing to bring up that I feel like we would be remiss as a nerdy podcast if we didn't discuss. James Earl Jones.
I know! He's still alive, everyone!
He's still
panic.
Alive. Dressflex had sent me the article about... when did you send that to me? Is it in Facebook? Maybe that's why I can't find it. You want to take away? You talk about this one.
James Earl Jones has signed over the rights to his voice as Darth Vader to an AI company whose name I cannot remember.
Respeecher
out of the Ukraine. So that should anything happen to him, the voice of Darth Vader can live on in perpetuity. In fact, all of the Darth Vader dialogue in Obi-Wan Kenobi is from Respeecher. That was not James Earl Jones. The last time he recorded any dialogue as Darth Vader was Rise of Skywalker.
Well, that allows the voice to continue on even past, you know, himself.
True.
So I think that's a good thing. You know, not good that, you know, he's giving it up, but
right.
That we have the ability to continue to, you know, Darth Vader's voice.
Well, he's 91, right? And so, like, realistically, that's what they said. He hasn't announced his retirement officially, but, like, his voice is very distinctive. There's not a way. And it's odd because we were watching Obi-Wan Kenobi remarking about how wonderful it was that he did this voice because, you know, it would be sad if we didn't have such an iconic voice. And then here you find out.
Yeah.
Sorry, our lights flickered. Here you find out it actually wasn't him, which is good to know that we've come that far in technology. I mean, kind of scary that we've come that far in technology, but also, like, good to know we've come that far in technology that we can do that.
We are nowhere near scary
NFT your own
stuff.
Face, trademark your voice, just as a precaution, because now the AI company owns, or Disney really owns, but Disney owns the face of the voice of Darth Vader, which is the voice of, right? They can make him say whatever they want now.
That's right.
So,
well, not
that
just
Disney would, but
I'm going to go ahead and save one voice clip of his for if they ever dare to release Star Wars Episode 10. No.
I'm waiting for this is Disney.
Oh God.
Oh no. No, I don't think we're even close to the scary stuff yet. We're nowhere near it. We got maybe 50 more years until that actually is scary. And guess what? We'll be old.
Oh, I'm hoping to be dead in 50 years.
Anyways. I see peaks. I see peaks.
Yep, singularities. The peaks are warm. She's not happy.
Let's go ahead and knock out the Geeky Weeky real quick, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Your sneaky peeky at this week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, October 2nd. Did I say it was National Fried Scallops Day? That sounds like something I'd say. I like fried scallops. I like any kind of scallops, really. I believe I did say it was fried scallops because I mentioned a dish I get called Pad Thai, which is like a seafood curry that has scallops in it. It's also Change a Light Day, Guardian Angels Day, International Day of Nonviolence, National Custodian Day, National Michelle Day, as in the name, National Produce Misting Day, World Farm Animals Day, and Mental Illness Awareness Week. Monday, October 3rd is Mean Girls Day. Unfortunately, this year it does not fall on a Wednesday. Very sad. It's also National Boyfriend Day, National Child Health Day, National Kevin Day, as in the name, National Techies Day, as in, I guess we're all in some way, shape, or form techies. Maybe not Moo so much, but National Wide Awakes Day, World Architecture Day, and Back Care Awareness Week. Tuesday, October 4th, is Improve Your Office Day, Kindness to Animals Day, National Cinnamon Roll Day, delicious, National Fruit at Work Day, National Taco Day, is that a Tuesday? Please tell me. It's a Tuesday! Taco Tuesday!
Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday at the university.
Yeah, but now it's officially National Taco Tuesday. It's also National Vodka Day, World Dyslexia Day, and World Space Week begins.
Could you spell that for me?
D-S-X... Something like that. Wednesday, October 5th, is International Walk to School Day. Maybe your last chance to do so before it gets too cold. It's also National Apple Betty Day, which is a type of dessert. It looks like a apple crumble.
Apple Brown Betty is kind of like a, it's similar to like an apple crisp, but not exactly.
Delicious. National Be Nice Day. National Do Something Nice Day. National Get Funky Day. Bam! National Kale Day. National Kiss a Wrestler Day, National Pumpkin Seed Day, National Rhode Island Day, and it's the start, or is, Yom Kippur for the Jewish faith.
Does The Rock still count as a wrestler at this point?
Sure, why not?
You hear that, Dwayne? I'm coming for you.
In more way than one.
Giggity.
Thursday, October 6th, Inbox Zero Day. It is the day where you go into your email's inbox and try and clean it out the best you can. So that way your inbox is at
zero. My notifications are always at a zero. I cannot stand, like, my ex-husband, that was one of the things that made me crazy, had literally, like, his little, like, thing on his phone. It would be, like, 16,000 notifications, and it made me nuts.
Thursday is also National Badger Day, as in the animal. National Isabella Day. National Mad Hatter Day. National Noodle Day. That sounds good. Maybe I'll go get some noodles. National Orange Wine Day. National Plus Size Appreciation Day. I'm plus size. And I will appreciate you. It's also World Cerebral Palsy Day. Friday, October 7th, Kids Music Day, National Body Language Day, National Forgiveness and Happiness Day, National Frappe Day, National Jonathan Day, World Cotton Day, and World Smile Day. Saturday, October 8th, is Alvin C. York Day, and the only reason why I mention this is because one of my family's favorite movies as I was growing up is called Sergeant York, which is a little bit embellished, but it's practically a documentary about Sergeant Alvin C. York. It's actually a fantastic movie. It's in black and white. I highly recommend watching it. It's just a good time in general. Saturday is also I Love Yarn Day, International Birth Registration Day, National Chess Day, National Fluffernutter Day. Have any of you ever had a Fluffernutter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have too. I think they're okay. National Justin Day, National Lance Day, both of those are name days, National Pierogi Day, National Salmon Day, and World Octopus Day. So go ahead and watch some tentacle hentai. Sunday, October 9th, your sneaky peeky for next week's Geeky Weeky, International Beer and Pizza Day.
Do you know there's some speculation that octopi, depending on who you ask,
octopodes even sometimes,
might be actual aliens, as in somehow came over on a space rock at some point, and there you go.
I'm pretty sure that's the human race, too.
Cephalopods!
I could believe that.
All right, that is the Geeky Weeky. Moo, we, in our own studios, as well as the people at homes, are probably all waiting with bated breath to finally get back to some gazming. Please tell us that you have something planned.
I have a little bit of... gosh darn it. Sorry, this earbud is not staying in my ear. I have just a little bit of good news that I wanted to share with everybody. Because I just wanted to brag a little bit. I got accepted into grad school. Different kind of gasm, obviously, but I got accepted into grad school and I will be starting again in the spring. So hopefully within a couple of years, you will have Master Mupacabra, and I will have that master's degree behind my name. I'm just really excited about it. It's nice to be headed back to school. It's nice to, I like to learn. I'm a big, big old dumb nerd like that. I really just genuinely enjoy.
It's great to learn.
Enjoy being in the classroom.
Because so knowledge is power.
Well, that's rock. As far as the naughty goes, I thought this was interesting, and I don't know if you guys brought it up already, but did you see that Bad Dragon released a new toy, and ooh, his name is Haiku, and it essentially looks like a dragon head, like you can see like the full like face, which all I could think of was Haku from
Very Spirited Away.
Yes,
yep.
From Spirited Away, which I've only seen it once. It was not my favorite movie, but like I was a little bit bothered by like the thought of fucking myself with a water dragon spirit, whatever. I was a little uncomfortable with it, just saying. But I'm a little uncomfortable with, like, a handful of the ones that they have on there, so it could be worse.
Oh, hold on a second. I just saw Celine. What do we have here?
Yeah, there's another masturbator on there now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So is this just a list of bad dragon toys that you're uncomfortable with?
I mean, we could do a list of bad dragon toys that I'm uncomfortable with, because there's more than one. The horse cock makes me nervous. I don't know what it is about that one.
Horse cock makes everyone nervous.
I mean, it should.
Yeah. The only thing that I've heard about bad dragon recently is that there was a realization recently that they actually sponsor a car that is in... I don't know if it's NASCAR or like a related league or something like that. I don't know much about NASCAR, but they sponsor one of the cars, and apparently it won a major race recently.
No way.
So, ooh, dick yeah. car.
It wouldn't be funny if, like, instead of a little hood ornament, it was just a dildo.
Watch it flopping, going like 200 miles an hour.
It do be like that sometimes.
They put the drag in drag race?
No, so between this, I have, I guess, something to, and I, wow, words, holy cow, guys, it's been so long since I've had to do with this. 12's background actually made me think of this, right? Because his simulated background has that lovely fireplace in the background, and this house we were looking at, obviously, with the plethora of fireplaces, it occurred to me that I have never had sex in front of a fireplace. And I'm wondering if any of the rest of you have had that experience. And if, of course, you have, you big old dork. If you
it gets warm
mind,
fast.
It gets warm fast. I would expect like, it to get warm fast.
I have not.
Well, I've it's not one of those, either. Like, there's, it gets hot during sex heat, which, you know, obviously. And then there's, like, oh, we started way too close to the fire for this. We need to, like, stop. And move away. Because the one side is just feeling the heat way too much. So, that is a thing. Plus, it just You're gets being... dirty sometimes.
It gets dirty sometimes?
Well,
how close to the fireplace are you fucking, 12?
Well, sometimes their hands are on the thing in front of the fireplace. Not the mantle, the other part. I always forget the name of it.
The hearth?
The base. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Right, and if you're not, you know, if you're not particularly, sometimes it gets dirty with the ashes and whatnot, right? So you end up with dark hands.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be that close. Just saying.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely a safety hazard. Yeah. I'm slightly concerned for you and your partners.
Yeah, pubes are flammable.
Well, all there is.
Well, actually, the one time that happened was a birthday party and not how you might think.
You're going to need to elaborate on that one.
What? Okay, so it was a sky-clad birthday party, and the woman whose birthday party it was got too close to the cake with the candles, and the table just happened to be a crotch level. And, yep, and, she was a redhead, too, so we were making Firebush jokes for years after that.
Somebody got a inadvertent Charizard.
But how are you supposed to, like, okay, I'm sorry. Who wants to eat a cake that somebody's vagina was that close to? I'm just saying. I've put vaginas in my mouth. I've put far more cakes in my mouth.
It's not like vagina travels through the air on the cake. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, yes, there's ways that can happen. I get that. Yeah.
As
it's not like the sheer presence of the vagina somehow taints your cake.
Yeah, well, there's... listen, San
Did you just wait, whoa. Did you just say
We're
you
not
had
gonna
sex
gloss
with
over
cake?
The fact.
Did you just say you had sex with a cake?
Of more than one occasion.
I don't know if it's better or worse than
yes,
having sex
okay.
with a pie.
Well, so... The mechanics of that are a whole other conversation.
No. Listen, I don't care if the mechanics of that are a whole other conversation. We're having that whole other conversation right now. Pray tell, how old were you when you fucked a cake?
21.
Pray tell, why at 21 years old did you elect to fuck a cake?
It was a very pretty cake.
No. So it was somebody's birthday party, and that was the request, so.
Hold on. They requested...
Somebody requested you fuck a cake.
Well, this was San Francisco. This was
You don't get to just say this was San Francisco as an explanation for why you put your personal dick in someone else's birthday cake.
I was the newbie. That was kind of their tradition at the time. Was new
was
guy
to fuck a cake?
Yes. Newbie fucks the cake.
Huh. Yeah.
Well.
Did they at least lick the frosting off?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I need to know what flavor cake this was.
Chocolate.
12 flavored.
Well, I guess so.
Chocolate and 12.
Not just me flavored. Well, depending on which year, not just me flavored, but...
Did you gangbang a cake?
On one occasion, yes. Listen, these are very interesting.
Again, people. It was San Francisco.
What can I tell you?
Do you eat the cake after it's been violated?
Me, no. No.
That's for the subs.
But somebody eats the cake after it's been violated.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is a waste of good... Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
Do you have to finish in the cake?
That's just generally the request, yes.
I just don't see there being enough gripping power in
that's
it.
That's what I'm wondering. Does a cake feel good enough to warrant that?
If you really want, you get like the cake pan and you put some pressure on the top, but it's no. You kind of have to start off elsewhere and finish in the cake.
Maybe if it's a cassata cake with like the custard and strawberry layer in the center.
Hadn't considered this was just like well these. The chocolate cake, well, chocolate cake, right? So, but cakey with icing versus like a base with.
I have so many questions, and I don't know that I want to know the answers to any of them.
It was a very interesting time.
San Francisco, yeah.
It was San Francisco. Going backpedaling ever so slightly.
Did you have consent from this cake?
Well, yeah, they had consent from the cake owner?
Yes.
Switch had his hand up.
Yes, Switch.
I did. So it was MB Racing, by the way, which is not a full-on like car. It is more like it's large go-karts. Like full
MB. Oh!
But there is a national championship and all that good stuff, but he did win it. Mike
Hell Blue. Yeah.
Or Mick Blue.
Fantastic. Going back to Bad Dragon, though, as I was doing a little bit of research on the type of animal that Celine is based on, for any of you Bethesda fans, I believe Celine is based on a Khajiit.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Khajiit has wares if you have coin.
What were you saying, Switch?
I was saying the person that won with Bad Dragon.
Gotcha.
We got this year. It's a smaller vehicle. People were saying maybe a NASCAR, maybe something else. I was figuring out what that was.
Yeah. That was my misunderstanding for what specific realm.
Now I want to mod Celine into Fallout so it can be launched from the Junket Cannon.
Hold up. I'm sorry. I just got completely derailed. McDonald's is releasing new Happy Meals for adults to create one of the most nostalgic experiences. This is new to me. This cactus plant flea market box that has the little... Yep. Holy fuck. It has the little figurines. Grimace and Hamburglar and Birdie and the Cactus Buddy. Like, I didn't know that this was a thing.
Yeah, but why do they have four eyes?
I don't know. I have no idea why they have four eyes. I'm a little bothered by why they have four eyes. But... I'm just kind of excited about that. I apologize. It got derailed entirely. I've had a rough couple weeks, guys. My brain is all over the place still. So the ADHD is at an all time high. Once we are hopefully moved into this new house, I can relax and breathe. But
move Penny on the track.
Real quick on the house thing. you're gonna be able to hide from the little ones, the moonlings, and they won't have that radar. You're gonna see how big that radar is for how, you know, they know what you're doing and you're gonna interrupt it.
They've never been particularly big on that. Like, that's never been a problem that we've really run into. Also, doors, right? Like, we believe in doors in this
household. Doors exist. Locks exist.
Doors exist and locks exist.
I was more or less going with the couple of years ago information is that they would always know when you were doing something.
Oh, yeah. That with my ex-husband, yeah, it happened so infrequently. But, like, it was like they had a sixth sense. But nowadays, the biggest thing is, like, first thing in the morning, they are coming to wake us up. And it's what they do every single time. And with this new house, it's like, good fucking luck. If you can find our bedroom, you deserve it.
Mom, can we play video games?
I'm
we want pancakes. Can we watch Bluey?
So much Bluey. I'm just excited. Set
up an obstacle course in the hallway.
I'm a little excited for the prospect. Like, there's kind of like a fun, so like, even like we moved into this house and it was exhausting, but it was like, or the apartment. It was like, it's the first night in the apartment. We have to, like,
christen it.
Oh.
You can come in if you want, but if you don't sit over there, they're going to see your face.
Okay. Hi, Titmouse.
Merlin says hello. She says hi. She waves.
Lower the editing budget by sitting over there.
That's right.
She's over there. It'll be all right. So I'm kind of excited for this new house to kind of just be like, what's the best way to mark our territory in all these rooms without scarring anybody?
Or pissing on everything.
I mean, I don't intend to piss on everything just because property values, but
marking territory, make yourself though.
I mean, there are a lot of people that want to piss on things. Let's be perfectly clear. That's a very valid, fairly widespread kink, but...
R. Kelly.
It's not just R. Kelly.
He's probably the most well-known pisser.
Not R. Kelly,
the place. Donald Trump, if you believe the stories about those tapes.
No, he Donald Trump he was the one pissed on.
Donald Trump was the one that got pissed on.
Yes.
No, that's not the story. The story is he paid Russian hookers to piss on the bed in the presidential suite in Moscow because the Obama slept in there previously.
So we'd
rather sleep in Russian hooker piss than a bed the Obama slept in?
The story is that he paid to watch them piss on that bed.
Oh, okay. That makes simultaneously more and less sense.
Yeah, well, it's Donald Trump. I mean, whether it's true or not.
Right. I mean, like, it makes more sense just because he doesn't strike me as someone that has a piss kink. Or at least not somebody that would want to be pissed on. Like, no, I could see him...
It would make more sense if he had not paid the hookers when it was all said and done.
Yes, true.
Well, you pissed right, on the I bed. Think... I'm out.
Yep.
Didn't pay the hotel, didn't pay the hookers.
That's right. That piss was huge.
If I had paid for the piss would have been huger. It would have been Diet Coke piss.
That's right. All right. I think that's a decent enough place to go ahead and end things. Thank you all, as always, for listening to us here on the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. You can go ahead and catch us all a couple of different places on the internet. Best place to go ahead and find us all is on our Linktree at linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled...
N3RDGA5M.
That's right. As always, friends, listeners... compatriots, lend me your ears. please try and remember to be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace. Please make sure you have consent from everybody involved before you put your genitalia in baked goods.
And if your
consent was gotten, it was their birthday.
That's you diabetes. May have diabetes.
It's diabetes.
Yeah.
Make sure to get your fiber.
Next, orgy at Moose Place. It's the audio, woo! Buddy.
All right, everyone, until next time. Bye for now.
Bye, friends.